It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Yes, guys, I'm Si. Welcome to Cardiff City World. I'm joined by author, Mr. Tony Rivers. How are you, my friend?
Good evening. Are you okay?
I'm very good, mate. Very good. And congratulations on the new book, first and foremost.
Thank you very much.
It's there. If you want to buy it, email address is below. But today, we're here to talk about Cardiff City, mate. We wanted to get your take on how things have gone. It's been a very up and down season.
More down, really, isn't it? But I don't know what's happened. Nobody can put their finger on it, can they?
No.
What's happened since? But to me, I think it was losing Aaron Ramsey.
It made a difference, didn't it? But the other thing as well is I think like it's like so night and day. The start of the season was so good.
Yeah.
And then now it's so bad. And it's, you can't quite like pinpoint where he's... Because I don't think he's changed the way he plays or anything like that. We're playing the same formation, I think.
The boardroom might have lost Bullitt, I think. They might have lost him. In the same way, Bullitt has lost the dressing room. You know, that club is...
He's become frustrated, you can see that, can't you?
I think so.
The build-up to January.
I think so, and I think, you know, he was given certain assurances that they haven't followed through, and it's such a shame because the first two or three months, it looked really promising, didn't it?
It did, yeah, and I was impressed with how he went about things on and off the pitch at the start of the season.
Yeah.
I know you'd prefer to be positive, isn't it? And we should. Let's be positive. Things are going well. You've got your book out. Cardiff are not in a relegation battle. So,
not yet.
The form continues, we might be.
We need something, don't we, from Blackburn tomorrow and Saturday then.
Let's pick out a couple of positives, though. I think, look, Jamal Collins gets a lot of grief, but to come back from a serious injury the way he has, I think he has looked solid more than he's looked by a couple of games he's had some trouble, but I think after the injury he had to come back, because he plays every game.
Yeah.
The back four don't get a rest, like, you know.
Obviously he didn't come back as strong as we'd hoped, because before the injury, was it about a month, he was partnering O'Dowd on the left, and they looked like, you know, they had a really good relationship, didn't they?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, withered away.
Yeah, there was an interesting moment, actually. I think it might have been the Swansea game, because there was a couple of games when he first came back, he looked like he was almost not scared, but like he was afraid of that big impact.
Of course.
Which is understandable. And there was like a 50-50 against Swansea, and he went flying in, and you could see him sort of get up, flex his knee. No, it's all right. Let's go.
Yeah.
And he was pretty good then.
That was a highlight of the season, that night.
What a performance.
That Saturday night.
But we didn't just win. We completely, like, decimated them. There was no, like...
It was overdue.
That game is the most stressful game, though, to watch as a fan.
Hated it.
And that particular match, I was pretty comfortable for the whole thing.
I think we went into a slight favourite for once. So... Swans were, they haven't had the best season, have they?
We're only doing a quick video, so I want to ask you very quickly, if it was up to you, would you keep Bullitt on in the summer?
I would, but I'd change the boardroom.
Yeah, I think that's got to be, we've got to have a football man in there, don't we? Need like a football man between the board and the team.
It's so, so depressing sometimes, and then, you know, we get hyped up as a support, which every fan is guilty of. It's like first couple of months with Siopis, I thought, you know, we got a Claude Makélélé in the side here, and I don't know what's happened to him since. But I put it down as well to losing Ramsey, losing that creativity and that bit of spark in the middle,
I think he's ended up trying to do two jobs, haven't he, since Ramsey's gone. He's trying to be the creator and the destroyer, and I think
I doubt he's happy. I doubt he's happy, which is a shame. Very similar to Gary Medel, wasn't it? Because, you know, going back to Gary Medel, Gary Medel was fantastic, August to Christmas. And then we don't know what happened then.
Do you know, Kev told me that, Kev McNaughton said that, Gary Medel was, sensational. He said he should have played centre-back, but he played centre-back for Chile, didn't he?
His stats, like I said, pre-Christmas were phenomenal.
Like ground covered and
it was sensational. The rumor was around Christmas time that he had family problems and he was homesick, which we could account for.
You can't do much about that. In terms of where we go from now, I think it's vital that Cardiff get a football person between the board and the team. Because I don't think that this transfer committee, as they call it, is fit for purpose.
People have been calling out for director of football for years, isn't it? But
I think it's because he had his fingers burnt.
Yeah.
By Mackay and Moody and the rest of it. Yeah. And he didn't want to spend money and he didn't want a sporting director.
No. A mate of mine from Aberdeen, he was asking me the other day about what do we think about Warnock? And I said, well, he obviously loved and hated in the same measure, but what happened, obviously, that fateful day when Salah came over on the plane, that, first things first, obviously the family, devastating, grieving, but as a football club, it was a shocker, and it could only happen to Cardiff City, couldn't it? And since then,
Warnock wasn't the same after that, was he? It really broke him, I thought.
No, I know.
You could see a lot of he seemed to age, and that's normally a sign of someone who's carrying a bit of stress. But I think he'll do a wicked job.
Yeah, apparently he's only got a contract for the summer, haven't he? But I said if he's backed, I'd say there's no better man manager, and with his staff as well. Ronnie Jepson, he's took Ronnie up there, haven't he? And there was some interesting stories when Jepson was at Cardiff, and I think, he terrified the dressing room, wasn't he? And probably getting a little bit of extra percentage out of the players, wasn't he? Was all part of Warnock's philosophy, wasn't it? He'd make an average player, a lot better, which he's proved with us. He got us up on a shoestring, really, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, big time. Finishing our positive, Reuben Colwell starting to show what he can do, do you think?
I hope so. It was catch 22, Ruben. He was showing some potential, but then Bullitt would take him off, or he wouldn't play him for two games.
Yeah.
He needs a run of games, doesn't he? Obviously,
in the same position. And I agree.
Yeah. And there's a thing tomorrow. We got to just go for it, haven't we? This defending at home.
They've got to be aggressive and urgent and. That's the only way, I think, where he's going to
get on the front foot
back on side is the home form. Just be aggressive at home
and
push forward. And I think the rest will.
As we know, some of the personnel ain't good enough. But,
Dowdy would be nice to have him back, wouldn't it, for a start.
Oh, it's terrible. I've been talking about it for years with Cardiff. The amount of injuries we seem to build up, I don't know what's going on in our medical room.
Appreciate your time.
It happens at every club, doesn't it?
Yeah, big time. Appreciate your time, Tony. Thank you very much, mate. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
Subscribe.
Sports Social Podcast Network.